Welcome back to the Sports Beat. We're joined by the Activities Director for Clarion Goldfield Dows, Jeff Meyer. And what an amazing career for you at Clarion Goldfield Dows, and just as an Activities Director, but you have announced your retirement following this school year. The thoughts behind that decision and just how much you've enjoyed being in this role?
My driving force in that decision is I've been at this for 40 years in teaching, and it's just time to go. I'm still enjoying teaching. I'm still enjoying the kids and the people I work with, but it's just time for me to step aside and look for new adventures and where I want to be in life.
And for you as an activities director, what the rewarding thing has been for you, getting a chance to have an impact on student athletes and just students as well, teaching?
Yeah, it's just been great. The kids have, throughout the years, have always been great, and they're fun to work with, and all the athletes. But not only that, the parents you meet, the officials you meet, the people, coaches, athletic directors from other schools that you work with when you go there. It's just getting to know a lot of people. And, you know, some become good friends and some just good acquaintances. But it's just get to meet other people in the same role and with the same experiences. And it's just been a rewarding time.
Your timeline being at Clarion Goldfield Dows and a highlight for you during that time?
I've been here for 7 years now, of the last 7 years here of my career. The highlight, I just got to say, it's the kids I work with, honestly. Just a great bunch of kids that you always get to work with every day. You know, many of them making state tournaments and both in any endeavor they do, but just getting to know the kids.
And for you in an activities director role, I've been at events. You wear many hats. I've been to track meets, and you fill in as the PA role. I've seen you doing PA work at other events. At what it's been like for you wearing those many hats to help out and help these events run successfully?
It's just the role that you take on when you choose to be an activity director. You do some roles people don't want to do because they don't like to be in front of people, but you just step up and do it because you're doing it for kids. You aren't doing it for yourself, and just trying to make it the best experience for them. And that's what it's always, my goal has tried to been, to make it a best experience for the kids.
And that PA work, I've been at those events. You do an excellent job with that. Was that something that when you started this about 40 years ago, was it something you had considered being part of your role?
Actually, I started doing that before I was an AD. As I was a coach, they just said, hey, nobody likes to talk. I said, what's the big deal? He's just in front of people, you know, not a big deal. So I started before I became an AD, and I don't mind doing it. I like to talk, as you can tell. So it works.
Well, nothing wrong with that. It's great because that really helps these events and helping the people at the events know exactly what's going on.
Right. And as I move on, somebody new will move into the role, and it'll be fine. It's my time to step aside and others to take over and keep the flow going.
You had mentioned you had been in an activities director role / teacher role for over 40 years. The stops along the way for you in finding your final spot here at CGD?
My first 2 years out of college, I taught at Eagle Grove. And then the next 28 years, I taught at Northeast Hamilton in Blairsburg. And for 3 years, I commuted and taught down at Meskwaki Settlement School. There I came on the Meskwaki Settlement. And then my final 7 years have been here in Clarion Goldfield Dows.
And you had mentioned earlier on in our conversation this morning that you were teaching as well. What it's been like balancing that, an activities director, that's a lot to do, and then being a teacher in the classroom as well.
Yeah, it is. At times, my wife is used to me sitting at home on Sunday afternoons watching football and correcting papers. You just find time to do it and make time, but also to make sure that you have your family time first, and then sometimes papers got corrected a little later than they needed, but you find time to get it all done.
And for you in the teaching role, the different ways you've been able to fill in that work?
Most of my career I've taught math. There's been whether it be middle school math or high school math, there's been a few years in there I taught middle school science at Northeast Hamilton, a couple of final years. And up here at Clarion, I taught high school science 1 year. And the other six I've been some role of a math teacher.
You've had a chance to go to some really cool events with this Clarion Goldfield Dows program. Is there a particular event that really sticks out to you that you've got to see your student-athletes really showcase this program?
I just enjoy it all. I mean, part of my being activities director, I love sports, and I love going to it, so it's all great. I mean, we've gone to the Field of Dreams, you've gone to Principal Park, we played basketball down at Wells Fargo, you know, you're wrestling at the Well or down in Coralville, you know, state track at the Blue Oval, it's all fun.
And being in a role like this, you've had a chance to see multiple graduating classes. Has there been a rewarding moment for you that an alumni has come back and said a big thank you, or you've seen them go on to do something really great out of these three communities?
I did have a former student one time stop me. We ran into each other at a gas station, and he always used to tell me he would never use math. Why was I teaching him this stuff? He stopped me and he said, "I lied. I'm a mechanic. I use math every day. So tell your kids to learn it good." So that was pretty cool.
That is awesome. For you, as you go into retirement, what you're most looking forward to as that begins here this summer?
Being home at night. Is honestly, it's this last year as I was retiring, it's like, you know, I could be doing something at home or with my wife somewhere, and doing that time is kind of where I'm leaning to. And all my kids are married, and being able to go visit with them and spend some more time with them, as they're, two of them are close enough to travel to and meet with and stuff. So looking forward to some more family time and my wife and I taking a vacation or two.
Do you have a couple hobbies that you've been able to take on during these 40 years that you look forward to spending some more time with as well?
Well, July 1st, I plan on being on a golf course, so that's the number one hobby that I'll probably work at.
This has been a long journey for you. Is there anything that you recommend to the program as you leave it better than you came into it?
Times change, new ideas come in. I just want to, Kaler is taking my spot, and I just want to try to leave things good shape for him so that he can move it forward as he sees fit. And change coming, but he'll do a good job with it.
A lot of support staff that helps an activities director get things done. Is there some support staff you'd like to give a shout out that have helped you along the way these last 7 years?
There's too many. I mean, to list them all, because there's so many events and so many teachers and community members that just, what do you need? They step up and they help. And I just want to thank them all. They are so helpful. They don't know the ease that makes it in my job making these events happen.
A fun question for you, Jeff. Is there a role model for you that was an activities director when you first got started, or has helped inspire you along the way, impacting students for these 40 years?
Actually, I think it was my high school math teacher. You know, every day he was with us, he helped us, he showed us how to do things, and he tried to convince me not to be a teacher. I simply asked him why he was teaching, and that ended that conversation, but it would have been my high school math teacher, Mr. Wertkamp.
Final thoughts, Jeff, as an amazing 40 years of impacting students comes to a close here in a couple weeks, and a great 7 years helping out at CGD as well.
I'm just looking forward to watching some baseball and softball this summer and quietly fading off into the sunset.
Well, Jeff, thank you for the help you provided us at On the Go Media and the impact you've had on students at CGD and beyond these last 40 years. Enjoy retirement, and thank you for the impact you've been able to have.
Well, thank you, and not only thank you, but any radio media that does what you do, we appreciate it so much, covering us every week or every time we have a chance. We just like thank you as well.
Once again, a big thanks to the activities director for Clarion Goldfield Dows, Jeff Meyer. He will be retiring here at the end of this school year.